My guest at this time is Indiana Republican Congressman Larry Bushon, represents the Hoosier State's 8th Congressional District. Before coming to Congress last year, he was known as Dr. Bushon, as he's a cardiothoracic surgeon, and he joins me now to talk about another new development that we want to bring to your attention as it relates to the president's new health care policy, and that is the number of waivers that are being issued and specifically where those are being issued. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you.
There seems to be, and I know that Congressman Hilskamp and others in recent months have been very concerned about the political tenor of some of these waivers. And now, in recent days and weeks, we're hearing about labor unions and its membership receiving a large majority of the waivers from the president's health care reform, companies related to donors, perhaps to the party and to the president in particular. What can you tell us about how regular this is? Are these just the stories we're hearing about, or is this a consistent pattern as you study it?
No, I mean, I think it's been a consistent pattern for a long time. I mean, there's been concern, I think, from me and from others, that politics was coming into play when exemptions were decided. Now, I mean, the data bears that out. I mean, of the data I have shows of the 4 million or so people that have gotten waivers so far, 4 million Americans, 2.2 million of those are from labor unions, and some plans of that were already exempted from some of the president's mandates. The concern about, last May, 20% of last May's waivers went to Ms. Pelosi's district in central San Francisco, and problems like that on and on. So there's been a significant concern for a long time about this process.
Clear up a little bit, if you can, Congressman, about what these waivers mean. Some folks think it means that the recipients never have to abide by the new laws, but what does it really mean?
No, I think they're one-year exemptions. I don't have the data. They're one-year exemptions to the mandate to provide insurance. And, they'll have to reapply. These are not permanent exemptions from the health care bill.
What does this tell you, then, and what can Republicans in Congress do about this? Is this technically illegal? It may smell bad, but what does it tell you?
No, I don't think it's illegal. I mean, I think it's, the administration can decide on these waivers. I mean, I think the only thing we can do is point this type of data out to the American people. And ultimately the electorate will have to decide. Is President Obama and his administration being biased in giving waivers? I do think it's ironic that, the labor unions, which pushed the health care bill, aggressively, now when they come to look at it, they recognize the fact that the mandates in place in the bill are very difficult to comply with and will cost them a lot of money. And so now they're requesting waivers. I think, it's just another indication to me, someone that did not support the president's health care plan, about the problems with it. And I don't think anything has been done illegally here. But it doesn't pass the smell test. I mean, for me, politically, when 2.2 million of the 4 million they're getting waivers are from labor unions, when labor unions only represent, in the private sector, 7-8% of the workers, and if you count public and private sector, it's only 11 or 12% of the entire of the workers. Yet 2.2 million out of 4 million are the ones getting the waivers.
Congressman, you mentioned the irony that those who pushed hardest for the new health care laws are some of those who are getting at least a temporary reprieve from some of the provisions here. Is this a tacit admission on the part of the administration, or at least of their supporters, that this wasn't all it was cracked up to be? They're never going to say that, obviously, during this campaign season, but is that what you read into this?
Well, I think that the way the health care bill was pushed through, again, literally in the middle of the night, right before the holidays, that, it wasn't totally well vetted, even by some of the people that were really pushing for it. It was based on an ideological position about the future of health care. But when it comes down to it, once you get a chance, after Ms. Pelosi's famous statement, we'll pass it and see what's in it. Once people see what's in it, they recognize the fact that, well, maybe it wasn't as what we thought. And, passing bills based on ideology and not based on data is a bad idea.
The Supreme Court will be taking this up in the coming months, and we'll see what they have to say about the individual mandate and a number of other provisions involved with this. But from a legislative standpoint, what do you see at least the Republican House doing on this front this year, and what do you hope to do if all the ducks fall into place come November?
Well, we're going to continue to look for areas in the health care bill to address legislatively. One big one for me is the Independent Payment Advisory Board under the president's health care plan that sets up a 15-member panel appointed by the president, unelected by the people, to oversee the Medicare program. We think that's a bad idea. The fact of the matter is, House Democrats thought it was a good idea, and Barney Frank just signed on to our bill to repeal IPAB. And there is a letter out there which you can obtain from the House to the Senate that included a number of House Democrats that were against the IPAB board from the outset. This is one area we're going to look at. And the fact of the matter is, we need to continue to look at not only that part of what the health care bill is doing to Medicare, but what about the over $500 billion cuts to the Medicare program, eliminating Medicare Advantage, and the questions surrounding why that was done and whether or not AARP will be benefiting from that particular part of the health care bill, as they were big supporters. Also what the health care bill is doing to Medicare, putting in place caps on future spending that are below the level of projected growth. So I think you're going to see Republicans this year focus on some of those aspects of the bill that we think we can have a reasonable chance of getting through Congress. I think we're also going to just continue to keep the health care situation front and center for the American people to make a decision this November.
Congressman, about 60 seconds left here. I want you to get a little more detailed on the IPAB, if you can, the Independent Payment Advisory Board. We've had a number of your colleagues talk about that before. One, Congressman Roe of Tennessee, says that's the real death panel, not the end-of-life counseling sort. And others say that this could lead to rationing and so forth. What exactly did the IPAB do?
Well, they're going to look at, I haven't seen their chart. I don't have in front of me their exact charter, exactly what they're, but the bottom line is they are going to be looking at the financial future of Medicare and making decisions to try to keep Medicare solvent for American seniors. However, they're restricted essentially down to cutting from the program. And then if Congress doesn't have a lot of oversight, and Congress doesn't have a lot of ability to change that, if the IPAB board comes through with cuts to the program, Congress either has to approve them, but if we disapprove them, we have to also cut the program at the same level that the IPAB board has recommended. To me, that's really bypassing our citizens, congressional representatives. What is the risk of that? Further cuts to the Medicare program puts in jeopardy access to quality health care for America's seniors. Already, the American Medical Association has said 1 in 3 physicians is limiting new Medicare patients. 1 in 8 won't accept new Medicare patients because of the level of reimbursement. So it becomes a serious access issue, and that's my concern.
Congressman, a lot to chew on just on this issue alone, and so much more to come in the year ahead. Thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure anytime.
Thank you, sir. Indiana Republican Congressman Larry Bouchon, longtime surgeon. He is now representing Indiana's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.